Channel Radio.
Who cares wins? Your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio.
Who cares wins? Every Monday at noon on Channel Radio.
On the bright side.
It is Who Cares Wins. Yes, good afternoon, welcome, good evening, wherever you may be listening to us through the world wide web of channelradio.co.uk. Yes, it is Who Cares Wins, your health and well-being show. It's me, Angela Bryce Stevenson, and I am alone. My co-host, my co-pilot, my supporter, my keeping me in check, Jan Mulligan, is off working. Bless her, she's a busy bee and can't join us in the studio today. So she sends her love to you all our wonderful listeners, all our wonderful followers on Twitter, and, but of course, more importantly, is our guest today, which is Daphne Henning, all the way from wonderful Sevenoaks. Found us no problems at all. Thought you'd missed us, but actually you hadn't. So welcome, Daphne, to the studio.
Thank you, Angela. I haven't stopped smiling since I sat in this chair.
Yay! So if I want to disappear off, you can carry on the show,
Absolutely.
Daphne.
Absolutely. No problem at all. Found my niche.
Excellent, excellent. So now I can have a holiday. Oh, brilliant. Jan, you've got a new co-host. Meet Daphne Henning. So, Daphne, we're going to go and really explore your wonderful story and obviously what you do under your banner of Leaves Inspired, with your wonderful business name. Before we start, though, just to remind you all our listeners out there, whether you are listening on the playback or you're listening live now, Monday, the 15th of June, we are on the Twitter, we are on Facebook, we are on email, we are on the telephone. If you want to contact us live in the studio for Monday the 15th of June, obviously if you're listening on the playback, you may need to just use Twitter and we can reply to you via the Twitter handle because we're not physically in the studio. But if you want to ring me and talk to me or Daphne or any questions about things we might be exploring, or you have a health and well-being event and you want to shout about it and tell the world, give us a call on 01 303 874 998, and we'll be delighted to have a little chat. Daphne and I can say hi, and of course we can hear, more importantly, maybe your question or your event that you may be hosting or running, or maybe you're doing a charity event. So let us know if it's all related to health and well-being. It's great stuff. More importantly, people that are on Twitter, we've got the live Twitter feed as always in the studio here. So if you want to use @CaresWins, tweet us, say hi, any other information, any questions. Again, with 140 characters, I know it's limiting, but if you can do it on Twitter, let us know and I can then shout that out for you. And of course, we have email studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk. If you're on Facebook, another wonderful social media mechanism, we have a Facebook page, which is Who Cares Wins Radio Show. And of course, you can post a comment on there or you can send a message through Facebook as well. So hopefully that's covered all the angles of social media. If you want to get hold of us and in touch with us either today live on Monday, or you want to follow up with us after stuff you've heard from myself or from Daphne later on in the show. And a big shout out once again, of course, to our wonderful sponsor, Kent Connections. Wonderful Kent Connections, the magazine for complementary therapy, have over 10,000 readers across Kent. And there is a website as well as a magazine that goes out. If you want to have a look, it's Kent Connections, and that's Kent, as in the wonderful county, Connections, which is spelt CONNEXIONS.co.uk. But they are our fantastic sponsor. Great thanks to Kent Connections. Of course, if you want to have a look in there for therapies or you want to advertise in there, get hold of them and they will then get you in the next publication, which will be from August, September and October. So it's every three, it covers a 3 month range. So fantastic stuff. Now let's get on to the real deep down information. Daphne Henning, I am so excited to have you in the studio this afternoon. We've obviously chatted over the phone. And of course, Daphne, I think you contacted us via, now was it Kent Connections or from, I can't remember how all these wonderful people come to us.
It was a previous guest, Nikki.
Nikki Ratcliffe.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Nikki. She is out there, I'm sure, listening in the World Wide Web. So you know Nikki, you've worked alongside her or from a previous life you met?
We met at an Athena networking group.
Yes,
Nikki was really helpful to me at setting up social media.
She's a little guru, isn't she, on social media?
She's lovely, delightful.
And of course, an expert in blogging. So yes, we've had Nikki on the show and she is going to be coming back in July. So do listen out. She's going to join us in the, where are we, 13th of July, I think is the date, because it is actually the 10th anniversary or the 10th year since the 7/7 bombings. And so she's going to be coming back on the show and talking about sort of the reflections and other people since that that event, which of course poor Nikki was involved in. So getting back to you, Daphne, leaves inspired. Oh, I think the phone is ringing. Let's just see who we've got on the phone. Bear with me, Daphne. Hello, hello. Is there somebody on the phone? This is Channel Radio. You're through to Who Cares. Oh, they've gone. Bye-bye. Not to worry. They'll come back if they want us. Maybe it was a pizza they wanted. Okay. Daphne.
Yes.
You run a business, Leaves Inspired, which is coaching and management training, and you're going to explain it much better than I am in a moment. But before we go into the offerings that you have, you weren't always in that field, were you? You've come from a slightly different sort of change of career. And I have tweeted about this epiphany that you said you had. Enlighten our listeners on this this aha moment that you had and that made this change of direction.
Well, I trained as a nurse when I was 17, which is an astonishing 41 years ago this year.
Well, hey!
And I specialised in paediatric intensive care. It was in Belfast during the Troubles and there was a lot of injury and unhappiness, and I forged a very serious career.
Oh, right.
I moved to London and there I studied medical anthropology, which was about the cultural aspects of health and disease,
right,
which was really interesting.
Yeah, I bet.
Then I moved to Saudi Arabia for 7 years, where I met John, who I share my life with now in Sevenoaks.
Oh, hello, John, if you're listening in.
Hello, John. And I found myself going up the ladder and became a director of clinical services in a private hospital, and life was good. And one day we were thinking about changing John's car and we found ourselves in a very flash, fast car emporium. And we found something we liked and John said, well, I would like this, but I think it should replace your car, not mine.
Oh.
And I thought, no, I don't think so. Mine is little and easy to drive and I like it.
Yeah.
But we went on a test drive and the salesman, the lovely Matthew, said before we went out, what do you like about your car? I said, well, it's small and it's compact and it's easy to see out of and easy to park and economical.
Yeah.
And all the things that the one he had clearly
was not ticking those boxes. Yeah.
And so he put me in the car and pointed out how easy it was to see out of and how easy it was to reverse out of its parking space.
Right.
And then we got on the open road and he made sure I was very comfortable in my seat. And he said, and you'll notice that the seat really supports you while we pick up speed.
Uh-huh.
And something in me just popped. And I hadn't thought of the non-physical aspects of people until that point, and I was shocked.
Wow.
Because I was sitting solidly in a nice comfortable seat and some part of me was whizzing around inside this car saying, "Wee, this is really good."
Yeah.
And there's a serious bit of me sitting there saying, No, get a grip. This is ridiculous. And we got back and I wanted this car.
Yeah.
And we got out and I wasn't even grounded. I could hardly walk. And I said, well, I don't really like the colour.
As us ladies would do.
And there's a little look passes across his face very quickly. And he said, well, if you look really closely, you'll see that it's a special metallic paint with a gold fleck. Oh. And when the sun's shining on it, it looks gold. And I said, yes, of course it does. And a week later, the car's in the drive and I'm saying, what on earth was that? Because not only is this really fast, really gorgeous, thirsty beast sitting in the drive.
Yes.
It's not even the colour I thought it was. My mind has been completely changed.
Wow.
My perspective on everything shifted.
Wow.
And it was as though there's a scene in one of the Pirates of the Caribbean films where the ship turns over, the sun's going down, the ship turns over, goes right over, comes up the other side, and the sun's coming up again. And it felt a bit like that.
Wow.
And I thought, I can't ignore this. I can't move on and pretend this hasn't happened.
Yeah.
So I started to look into communication.
Right.
And I found neuro-linguistic programming.
Oh, yes, NLP. We've had others talk about NLP. And, of course, I'm very very excited about using that in my little toolkit.
Yeah.
So did you go off and get trained?
I did, and I was lucky enough to find a course that Richard Bandler did himself.
Oh, lucky, lucky lady.
With Paul McKenna and Michael Neal.
And Michael Neal. Oh.
And it was highly entertaining and not at all serious.
No. Nope.
And yet, the tools do serious stuff.
They do. Indeed.
So the next thing that happened was that I went part-time working, and then I switched into a more educational type of role, which didn't last.
Mm.
And I thought, well, I'll set up my business. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't straightforward because all of these things that are limiting beliefs start coming up.
Yep.
And I had to do a lot of work. But it was clear that the good life I had wasn't the great life that I could have.
Yes, I understand. Yeah.
And that was where I began, really. And I began working with other people and talking to other coaches about what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
And so in the last 8 or so years, I've been perfecting things and working out that perfection isn't really a worthy goal.
I know. I still sometimes grapple with this perfectionism inside me. But there is that point that I often then have the conversation of, but, you know, perfection, what is that really?
Hmm.
And again, it's almost for me, and I'm sure other listeners may resonate with it, that sometimes actually that it can be a self-limiting belief, can't it?
Totally.
Yeah.
And where does it come from? There's a lovely writer called Brené Brown who writes books. One of her books is called I Thought It Was Just Me, But It Isn't. And she does TED Talks, which are wonderful.
Yes.
And she talks about shame and blame and how you learn a way of speaking to yourself which isn't serving you well necessarily.
Yeah.
And how from that perfectionism comes into being.
Mm.
And you do need to just be aware of when perfectionism is striking and know what to do about it. I was dressing for something last week. I had a training session, then I had a session doing some auditing, and then I was going to a cricket match.
Oh, as you do. It was a very diverse day.
And the clothes came out and went on, and I started to get a bit stressed, and this is not going to work for everything.
Yes.
And then I started to say, you're taking on too much. You don't need to do 3 things all in one day.
Right, yes.
And then I said, my little quiet voice came in and said, actually, Penny Perfect needs just to take a back seat at the moment.
I like that. You've given her a name. Penny Perfect.
I've given her a name. And what we need now is Felicity Flexible. Because we just need a bit of compromise here, and we're just talking about clothes. And really, what's the big deal?
Yeah, yeah. Get carried away, can't we?
Just settled it all down again because, Penny Perfect just has to have the right outfit for everything.
Yeah, and that isn't always the case, is it?
No.
No, not at all.
Well,
I must say, listener, and you may have seen on Twitter, and of course we will be posting photos later on our website, that you are delightfully dressed and also matching a tie with your jewellery, may I say, Daphne. It's very nice. I may have to have words with you about donating that to a good cause, as in Angela Bryce Stevenson.
Well, it's just it's so important, isn't it?
Yeah, but also very relaxed. I think sometimes it's about, I know when I talk with people, that actually how you dress, it's also about you. And are you dressing to be a barrier and to and to become what I call the wallflower, that do you blend in with the wallpaper and disappear? Are you dressing to stand out and be the centre of focus of attention? Or is there somewhere in between that you're looking at and focusing on?
Absolutely. And it is all part of communication. You're communicating something all the time, even without the words.
Oh, yes. In fact, more sometimes. If we look into it, we can actually have a hell of a lot. And also from our own understanding, I'm sure listeners who are assuming are probably nodding away as they listen about how we can look at somebody and we can sort of start having this great story, which you mentioned earlier.
Indeed.
Just by how they're looking at us.
Yes.
Either with one eye or both eyes or out of the corner of their eye. And it can give this whole story that we can create about it's a good thing or it's a bad thing or I don't like them or they're horrible or they're mass murderer or whatever. Mm. And we haven't even spoken to them yet.
Exactly.
But we've picked up, maybe not necessarily rightly, but we're picking up something from how they're standing and looking and breathing and whatever it is. So it is amazing. I find body language and communication fascinating.
Absolutely.
And we could probably talk about the whole show on just that, Daphne. So maybe we need to get you back in the,
let's
the studio.
Get back on track.
Now, so leaves inspired. And that's L-E-A-V-E-S, as in the leaf off the tree, but many
indeed
of them. Is there a reason behind that name? Was that something that, again, sort of an aha moment, that depicts what you do?
It was a brainstorming session, sitting in my garden looking at the things that I'd created there. And yes, leaves mean something to me, but also it's a probably dual meaning. What I intend is that people should leave me inspired.
Aha, I like it, I like it.
But also, books have leaves, and where would I be without books? I don't know, I love them.
I do. I don't know about you, Daphne. I'm very much, I sort of find sometimes a bit of a magpie syndrome, that it's a bit, oh, shiny, and another book I buy, and another book I buy. I have a book that's signed by the author.
Oh, yes.
I haven't necessarily read them all yet, back to back. But again, they're there. There's this sort of feeling of a library.
Yes. And I know where to find them and I know where to go for that lovely quotation.
Definitely. Yeah. And I know we're going to be talking about some of the authors, some of the people that feel you, have inspired you, but also you utilising some of your work as well.
Yes.
And when we come back, actually, one of them we have talked about on a previous show. Mm-hmm. Listeners may know back in March we talked to Simon Thorpe of the Expressions Partnership and we had a whole topic of happiness on the show. And funny enough, you're going to talk to us as well because actionforhappiness.org is a website that you adore as well. So this is great stuff. There's this link. We must get you linked up perhaps with Simon as well. There may be some stuff you can do together. So let's have a bit of music, a bit of a break so that people can just digest what you've said there. Maybe have some questions and want to pick up the phone, which is 01303 874998 or on Twitter at CaresWins. It's probably the two key ones. You can email me studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk. In the meantime, let's have some Counting Stars by One Republic.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. I feel something so right. Doing the wrong thing. I feel something so wrong. Doing the right thing. Kills me, makes me feel alive. Baby, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
burn down this river every time. Help is our four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn. Oh, but I'm not that old, young, but I'm not that bold. I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Drowns me, makes me wanna fly.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Say no more counting colors, we'll be counting stars. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned.
Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
I've been losing sleep.
Wins your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio.
Well, I wasn't ready for that at the end of that track, were you?
Definitely not.
Had somebody crash next door in the cafe. I can hear lots of movement of chairs, but hey. Well, that was Counting Stars by One Republic. So welcome back to Who Cares Wins, your health and well-being radio show here on channelradio.co.uk. And we have in the house Daphne Henning of Leaves Inspired. We've heard a little bit about Daphne and your story into creating your business of coaching and management training and communication skills. And some of the authors and people out there that sort of inspire you, and also you integrate some of it into your work with your clients. We've talked about Action for Happiness just before the music break there, and actionforhappiness.org is a fantastic website. It's full of wonderful information. That one thing on there that you can actually pull off is a PDF, and it's called the Action for Happiness Action Pack. And it's full of little tips and things to think about doing, exercises. I think you've used this, Daphne, haven't you, or suggested with your clients?
I definitely have, because one of the things that people get quite confused about around coaching is it seems to be very airy-fairy and well, how does it work exactly?
Exactly.
And I love practical tools. And actionforhappiness.org is about happiness, but it's about how to do it.
Yeah, and how
when you don't already know.
To move from perhaps the negativity or the sort of darkness side of things to a brighter side of the range.
Definitely, because it's one thing knowing that you need to do that, and something else knowing exactly what you need to do. Mm. So the website has various tools on it. Mm-hmm. One of them is, at the end of every day, list three things that went well.
Ah, so similar to what I call a gratitude log. Yeah,
absolutely.
So being grateful for what you've achieved or done. And it can be tiny things, can't they, Daphne?
Very, very tiny things. And it could be that somebody smiled at you who doesn't normally.
Yeah.
It could be that someone made you a cup of tea.
Yeah.
It could be that the train came exactly on time and you got a seat. But you need to build up things that make you feel good to counteract what is our natural negativity bias.
Yeah. Because which I've mentioned this on previous shows, listeners may have heard, but it's just to remind you that negativity, and I'm sure you're aware of this, Stephanie, is an inbuilt system that is an element of safety mechanism for us, isn't it? That we want to see the danger in this possible situation so that we can be prepared.
Yes.
To protect ourselves and keep ourselves away from that danger. So there is this sort of automatic habit, and we spoke about this with Simon on Simon Thorpe. So I think I would encourage people to be aware that that's sort of a human instinct, isn't it? And not to beat themselves up about it. And then look at the happiness side of things, which I'm sure you do with your clients.
So be aware of it and don't beat yourself up about anything, really. Mm. Just find...
It's hard to do, though.
it's very hard to do, and it's not enough just to say, stop beating yourself up.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to become your own best friend.
Yes.
And that is starting to say good things to yourself.
Yeah.
So Action for Happiness links you into mindfulness meditation.
Oh, I like that.
So it's...
Big smile on my face, Stephanie.
It's not stopping thinking, because we can't do that, but it's allowing you to relax and notice what your thoughts are. Mm. And it's not enough to stop the negativity. It's enough to not judge it. It's there.
It's very much about non-judging. And also from my experience in mindfulness and the teaching aspect with my mentors, that it is that whole aspect of waking up.
Yes.
And actually being aware of, wow, my mind is crazy. It's full of thoughts. How amazing.
And better yet, the thoughts lead to behavior.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
But we may not be aware of the thought that leads to the behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, today I discovered on my way out to the programme that my phone battery was low.
Ah.
And I have a wonderful little portable charger. And I couldn't find it. Ah. And I tore the house apart.
Oh, dear.
And got very, very irate. And I could say to you, my problem was that I couldn't find the phone charger.
Hmm.
My problem was what I was telling myself about not finding the phone charger, was, how could you be so irresponsible? You've got a short journey to the studio. You need your phone. You don't have time for this. Why couldn't you be better organized?
Yes.
And those are the thoughts that we need to just nip in the bud, but we have to be aware of them.
Absolutely.
And it's not necessarily what we're listening to the most.
Mm.
So we're worrying about missing things and not finding things. That's just the way it is.
Mm.
What's upsetting us is what we think about that. Mm. So we're not products of our circumstances, we're products of our thoughts about our circumstances.
Definitely.
And the good news about that is you can change it.
Yes. Oh, she's so excited. Can you hear, listener? There's this big beaming grin now on Daphne's face.
It's as good as a fast car, this, for making you feel good.
Yeah.
And where Action for Happiness, that Richard Layard, who is responsible for it, believes, he's an economist, and he believes that a better indicator of how well we're doing as a country is not to measure GDP, it is to measure happiness.
Yeah, there's a lot, there's a big movement.
There's a big movement, and that links into the whole positive psychology movement.
Yeah.
Of which Martin Seligman is a proponent.
Yes.
And finding his work was really key for me. The whole optimism versus pessimism. The fact is, optimists are healthier and live longer.
Yes, there's sort of, I mean, I think that's where a lot of people, even with mindfulness, is when people can see, some people like to, it's sort of what I call the doubting Thomas, is if they can see, touch, feel, so there's the scientific stuff.
Yes.
And that gets them excited and interested more, then great. Other people just experience it, and that's their feelings and experiential part of it. Great, fantastic as well. So sort of the believers and the, well, I need to see the evidence.
Yes.
They're both fantastic.
They're
and
both
I think
there.
With this evidence coming out is almost accessing people that perhaps haven't necessarily approached it before.
Indeed.
Or even, as you say, thought about it.
And it means that we can talk about it in places where we need not necessarily have done that before.
Yeah.
So we can go into big corporations.
Sure.
And we can talk about happiness.
Mm.
And we can say things like, it's been demonstrated that people who are happy are more productive.
Yeah, yeah. And now, there's something, as I know with time, I'm concerned that we get everything crammed in. And we were talking in the green room earlier about there's also a values in action survey that anyone can take? Is that right?
Anyone can take. Martin Seligman's work is done through the University of Pennsylvania, and there's a website there called Authentic Happiness.
Okay.
And it's Authentic Happiness, lowercase, all one word, .sas.upenn, that's UPENN, .edu.
Okay.
Quite a complex website.
We'll post that on our Facebook page. Thank you, Daphne.
But if you just put authentic happiness in the search engine, you'll find it. And on there is a values in action, or VIA, survey. Uh-huh. It's free to take, and it measures certain aspects of your personality, to use an easy word. And the idea is that it will rate you from 1 to, I think it's 25, and the first 5 key drivers, the things that motivate you, you need to be using every day in your everyday life.
It's, what do you mean by using?
My top 2 are leadership and love of learning. So every day I need to find ways to exercise my leadership, and that may not be leading teams of people necessarily, but it may be leading myself in a better direction.
Yeah.
And love of learning. I have to learn something new every day.
Yeah, that's a big passion of mine. And also, you may know, we have awareness weeks and things that we obviously highlight to people. And of course, it is we've got both Learning Disability Week, which starts today through to the 19th. And also we have, where is it? I've got the Adult Learners Week. Where am I? Where's the website? Adult Learners Week, which is alw.org.uk. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's @NIACE. And there's all sorts of events and things being posted around. And learning is in its broadest sense. It may be that somebody just wants to take up knitting and learn it, or take up reflexology, not to be a business, but just to learn it as a activity for the brain.
As a joy to do for its own sake.
Yeah, yeah.
Another of my top 5 is creativity. Well,
yes.
Maybe I wasn't using creativity as much, but I now use lots of coloured pens and draw stuff.
Oh, yes. Are you a mind mapper, Daphne?
I'm a mind mapper, yes.
You like mind maps. Just for our listeners, just to explain, mind maps, when I first was introduced to them, it's Tony Buzan is the originator, and they are a wonderful pictorial representation of how your brain works, really, isn't it, Daphne?
And yes.
Your thinking. And what I loved about it was that it's the ability to almost, you can really see the left and right hemispheres working together, because you can have the words, the language, so the left hemisphere. There is an element of structure, although initially people think, oh my God, this is a mess on the paper, but it is a structure. And of course, it's working with the right hemisphere of colour and creativity and association. So you say one thing and I start thinking about bananas or music, or, and there's a link, there's a chain reaction of that passes on to that thought, which jumps over to that thought. So I find them amazing. And actually, with practice, like any tool, with practice, it gets better, because initially my mind maps were quite wordy rather than little stick pictures. But now I've got more pictures.
Have you come across Jill Bolte Taylor's work on how the right and left hemispheres function?
Don't think I have.
Well, anybody who gets the chance to go on TED Talks and find Jill Bolte Taylor, that's B-O-L-T-E Taylor. She's an American lady, a neuroscientist, and she describes, it's called My Stroke of Insight.
Oh, right.
And she had a stroke while she was researching how the brain works.
Wow.
And she noticed how her right and left hemispheres worked together and separately. Mm-hmm. And it's mind blowing. It's giving me chills just thinking about it. She's got a book and a TED Talk, and
great,
it's wonderful.
Well, we'll post that again on our Facebook page for people that are interested in exploring, because also I keep sharing Dr. Joe Dispenza, who is also a neuroscientist and was a chiropractor, and does a lot of work with how the mind is working and how we can also change our brain and change, as you mentioned, this way of thinking. So there's all those wonderful professors out there, but back to you, Daphne, more important, of course, and your work you do. So how do you work with your clients? Do you, is it one-on-one or groups, or you do a mixture? And is it looking at initially what they want to achieve? So in coaching terms, the goal, the outcome, is that where you start from?
It's both one-to-one and groups, and yes, we begin with what people want to achieve. Mm. And sometimes they come and they don't know what that is.
I bet.
So they might come with a goal in mind. Often they don't. They come with a problem. Mm. The first step is relax. Everything is exactly how it should be now. Mm. You are in the right place for this change.
Yes.
And we talk about what's important to them and what their fears are. And we come up with a plan.
Yeah.
Of things that they will do in order to achieve their goal.
Brilliant. So again, this practicality of steps.
Practicality, but also I don't provide all the answers.
No.
They do that. And what's magical about the process is that someone can come and sit in the chair and I listen very carefully to what they're saying yeah. and what they're not saying.
Yeah.
And sometimes someone will, in fact, in most cases, a client will tell me exactly what the solution is. Because in people, like in nature, the problem comes along with the solution. Mm. They just have too much noise and chatter to see what that solution is, but they'll present me with it.
Yeah.
So someone will say in a first session something really key, they miss it themselves, and I'll file it away and say, well, we're not ready for that today.
Mm.
But in two sessions' time, we're going to really get to we're going to get there.
And that's interesting. Something that was mentioned, funny enough, with my mindfulness teaching, and my mentor, she said, she reminded us that in life, if you look at nature, stinging nettles, what grows nearby stinging nettles?
Dock leaves.
They're always there, aren't they? So it's sort of nature's provision.
Yes.
You get stung, but there's the opposite, you know, there's the treatment right alongside the bush.
And people say, well, how did you know to ask me that question? Mm. And the answer is because you told me what to ask.
Absolutely.
And so sometimes I will say to them, did you notice you said that? did you hear that?
Yeah.
And sometimes I will just file it away and think, well, we'll get back to that later.
Mm.
But it is a magical process, and part of the process is simply listening.
And that's something on your website that I picked up, that you actually say on there that you provide you bridge the gap between science and the magic. Is that what you're talking about there?
That's where the magic is. That there is lots of science, but the magic is what happens when two people or more get together in order to create something.
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. And what we're creating with clients is a route to where they want to be. An example of that is someone came very, very upset because she said, my perfect job has come up and Elizabeth won't give it to me. And I said, okay, what reason did Elizabeth give?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't asked her yet. Okay.
Okay.
Tell me why. Well, because I don't have the qualifications to do the job. I don't have a degree. And I said, well, is a degree the only qualification? No, no, there are lots of other things. So we began with, what have you got yes. in comparison to the job description?
Yeah.
And at the end of it, not only did she have everything, she had more than that.
Yes, she realised that she was probably overqualified.
Well, she,
maybe.
In the process of waiting for this perfect job to come up, she applied for another one.
Uh-huh.
Similar job, different place.
Yeah.
And was interviewed, and they said, well, we'd like not to offer you that job, but to offer you the next one up.
Fabulous.
And she came away and said, how did I do that? Well, because you did, because yeah. that's you.
Yeah, really connected to who you are.
And what would you like to do about this now? Do you want to accept that job?
Yeah.
Or do you want to hold out for the one you really want? And she said, I still want the one I really want. So yeah. she got that one.
Fantastic.
But she got it with so much more confidence.
Yeah.
But not because she changed, because she changed only the way she looked at herself.
Yeah, And that perspective aspect, that's perspective aspect, isn't it? They're looking, okay, just from a different angle.
Yeah.
And as you say, you're often, within coaching especially, we are prompting you to consider, have you thought about it from another angle? Have you looked at it? Have you approached the problem from another angle? Because sometimes we know with a fresh pair of eyes, somebody can come in. You've been looking at this problem for hours. Someone comes in. My husband often does this. And I'll be sort of, you know, pulling my hair out. I can't work out this solution. And then, well, what about that? And it's almost as if it's been on the page staring at me for the last half an hour, but I haven't seen it. And it is often you do need to have. And I think the other key thing, coaching, training programs, group work, is it gives people the time and space sometimes for them to breathe. As you say, the first part is to relax. Is actually, yes, are you breathing? And actually now are you in a more calm, focused, more attentive state to actually consider, okay, what's the problem? What's the where are we? What's the gap, et cetera, et cetera. Time is moving on, Daphne. We are whizzing through. And I know there's something else, because I know there's a few hints and tips you may share with our listeners around positivity from the negativity side of things. I know from the work with Flourish that you were mentioning earlier, and also Perma. Now, I may pronounce her name incorrectly. Pema Chodron. Is that how you would pronounce it, Daphne?
Decided, yes.
But there's something again there that there's loads of TED Talks from her and on her website as well. But let's have another bit of music that you've chosen for us today. This one, waking people up, very appropriate. So we're going to wake up with a bit of Avicii. Enjoy.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. That I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over. I didn't know.
Buzz.
Your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio. On Channel Radio. On Channel Radio. Channel Radio. On Channel Radio.
And that was the wonderful Bastille. That was Wake Me Up, which we are challenging you, listener, both Daphne and I. Were you tapping your feet? Maybe even just one little tap? I bet you would. I bet you did, really. Because you know, on Health and Wellbeing Show, Who Cares Wins, we are all about health and wellbeing. And one of those key things, which I know I'm passionate about, and Daphne, we're both locked in on this, aren't we? Exercise, movement, activity. Yes! What it does for us.
Endorphins.
I'm having a hot one.
We love endorphins.
We do. We love them. They're our favorite. At the moment, my hormones are saying hello in the case of I'm rather warm now, but I think that's because I was bopping around the studio then. So Daphne, we've been exploring your work under your business name of Leaves Inspired, which is the coaching work and the management group work that you're doing, training in corporates. Now we mentioned just before the break there, if I pronounced it correctly, was Pima Chodron's work. A lovely lady. But you were mentioning that there was a great quote of hers.
Yes, she is a Tibetan Buddhist nun, got a lovely way with her. But what she says is, our purpose in life is to know ourselves completely. And that seems to be something worth sharing and something worth pursuing. And sometimes in coaching situations, we want to just bring out some of the things that we may have pushed aside, because there is gold in the darkness. And we may think that the things we don't like about ourselves need to be pushed into the background, but that's where the gold is, really. That's where the learning is, and we just need to look at those things in a different way.
And that's a lovely phrase. It was in one of the tracks as well, about how often what doesn't kill us, you know, makes us stronger. And it's, you know, a quote that some people do throw at you in various challenging times, but actually when we do reflect, we have probably our greatest learnings have been with difficult people, difficult times, difficult situations. And out of it, when we reflect, it's that I just wish I could bank that sort of jar of hindsight that there's so much there. But at the time, you haven't got access to it.
Mm. And it does seem sometimes that people are out to get you and why are these things happening? But generally, they're there for a reason. And even the hard times have something in them to learn from.
Definitely. Now, you promised me when we were talking in the green room that you would share a little tip with our guests, with our listeners, with our Twitter followers, that something that perhaps they can do in relation to whether it's the happiness, the positivity, because you were talking to me earlier about how we can very easily get into this sort of sucked into that cycle of negativity, self-talk, and then eventually we're sort of in a very sort of quite depressed state. Mm. And of course, if that goes unchecked, that can lead on to further health problems, perhaps. So is there a tip, something, an activity that we can all do, whether at work or at home, sitting on the train, sitting in the car on the M25?
Well, there are things that that bring us down and things that bring us back up again. And it's very easy to get into negative self-talk. So what we need to be able to do is find things about ourselves that we like. Mm-hmm. Some people say you should look in the mirror every day and tell yourself how much you love you. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of spooky, especially for Brits, I think.
Oh, yes.
But find something about yourself that you do like. Mm. You may not like your hair today, but you may think your eyes look really especially sparkly. Mm. You may not like your hands, but your feet may be fantastic. Mm. I was told in a shoe shop a while ago that I have beautiful feet.
Wow.
I've been told in other shoe shops that my feet are much too small and we'll never find anything to fit you. So which is true?
Yeah.
The salesman who says your feet are beautiful, or the salesman who says,
or woman,
we'll never find anything to fit you. Yeah. And the truth is what feels good to you.
That's right.
Their opinion is just their opinion.
That's right.
Would I rather think I have beautiful feet or very small feet? Well, beautiful. Let's put that on the list of things that are good.
And it's a reminder, isn't it, about that. I often talk to clients and individuals about keeping we talked about with Simon as well, and he calls it a happiness book or a happiness journal or a success book. I talk to them about keeping that, you know, whether it's a gratitude log or an achievement book, something that you write in that isn't just a journal of things that are going on that could be challenging, but writing in stuff about, Even going back to years ago, what have you achieved? Well, I learnt to walk, for example. I've learnt to talk, for example. They're basic things, but you still did them and are still doing them, presumably.
Well, they're miracles because we have this huge head when we're starting to walk and it unbalances us. And those of us who do walk around now have... How easy would it have been to say, I'm just going to sit here?
Yeah, I'm
going to
give up. Yeah.
This head is just too big, I can't carry around. And we didn't. We got up on our legs and we walked around and we fell down again several times. Yeah. But we got up.
And that's the other thing that I often talk to people and encourage people to remember, is that also remember that just that process of walking, you got up, you had another go, but you also got up and had another go because other people were encouraging you,
yes,
and supporting you and giving you that positive feedback.
Yes.
Rather than the, do you know what, Daphne, don't bother again. That was rubbish.
Yeah, and I didn't believe it was rubbish, so I kept on going.
Exactly.
And sometimes you have to dig very deep.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to just say, the best I could do today was get out of bed.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Success doesn't have to be about being a millionaire or running your own business or running somebody else's business.
Or the gold sports car on the drive.
Or the gold sports car. It's not about that.
No, of course not.
Because even when the gold sports car breaks, as it did 5 years later.
Oh, no.
It's a piece of machinery.
Yeah.
But what survives everything is the love, and everything else is... isn't
it's,
real.
It's almost irrelevant, isn't it?
It's irrelevant.
To a degree.
So what do I love? That's all I need to ask myself. And if that's spiders, fantastic. If it's jam, fantastic. It doesn't matter. We're all different. We're all special. We're all unique.
Absolutely.
We all love something different, and that's fantastic.
And that's great. That's that whole diversity aspect,
so
isn't it?
So find what you love.
Find what you love. Well, I love my radio presenting, which is why I love having people like you and Daphne, all of our wonderful guests, because it's great to explore all of these different topics and find out about more books that perhaps I need to go and buy. Now, we are approaching the end of our show. There are a few things we need to make sure that you, the listener, are aware of, and one of those is Daphne's details. Because if you are intrigued by Daphne's approach, some of the things that she said resonated with you or have sparked some questions that you want to follow up with her on, she is delighted to be contacted on a variety of mechanisms. Now, I have here a bit of paper formally written down. First of all, your website, Daphne, if you could give us a shout out for your website.
It's www.leavesinspired.co.uk.
Brilliant. And don't forget, listener, that's leaves, as in L-E-A-V-E-S, that fall from the tree. Of course, you have the email, which would be daphne@leavesinspired.co.uk. I know that your Twitter handle is Daphne_Henning. On Twitter, we've been mentioning and including you in all of our tweets. So if you follow us at Cares Wins, you will find the Twitter handle for Daphne as well. And of course, Daphne, you are open for people to contact you via your telephone, mobile.
Certainly. That's 07-881-920-400.
Marvellous. Now, for some people listening, if they're wanting face-to-face, your region that you cover in Kent is near Seven Oaks area?
It's the Seven Oaks area, yes. But
so sort of
anybody...
West Kent.
West Kent, yeah. Anybody who is further afield, then we can do telephone or Skype.
Fantastic. So again, this technology, wonderful, wonderful. Well, before we disappear, can I just formally on air thank you, Daphne, for joining us and whizzing through some of the things that you touch on and explore with your clients, some of the work you do. Please, listener, do check out Daphne's website. It's amazing, the information that's on there, the work that she offers. And also, if you can get a chance to meet her face-to-face, a wonderful lady, very inspirational, and the stories that she's got to tell you in how she links some of the tools and the practicality into daily life, which I think is the key important aspect for people. It's not about just mumbo-jumbo stuff. It's about actual, I can go and do this. So thank you for joining us, Daphne. Thank you for driving down all the way to wonderful sunny Dymchurch. Before we go, just a few mentions of events and things going on. You may know the CIPD. We mentioned them last week, the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. I mentioned that they have the Getting Smart About Agile Working, which is this Wednesday, the 17th of June. And if you want to know what agile working is, then Matt Penfold of ACAS, Southeast England, is going to come down and talk to anyone who wants to hear what it is and how HR could be involved in implementing that within the workplace. So that's Wednesday, 17th of June, 6 for a 6:30 start, 8 o'clock finish. That's West Kent College, and that is in Tunbridge. If you want to contact Elaine Bolton, 01892 862064, or you could look on the website for all of the events in the Kent branch, which is cipd.co.uk/branch/Kent/events, and they are all listed. The other one that I would love to go to, maybe it's something, Daphne, that you might be intrigued to listen if you're around. On the 7th of July, they have an event called From Good to Great, Vibrant Energy as Leaders. Excellent. And they're having a lady coming down who is a Harley Street nutritionist, a lady called Kate Cook, dynamic and impactful and entertaining session about why organisations should consider nutrition as the foundation for their wellness programmes. So if you want to go along to that, contact Melanie Moore, 01227 656 322. And that's the 7th of July event, and that is being held South East Water in Snodland in Kent. So again, have a look on the CIPD's website. I will post all of the links there on our Facebook page for all of those events and a couple of others that I've been given to shout out. And unfortunately, I'm running out of time. So if you want to have a look at our Facebook page, all of the events I will list there for you of things that are going on, about to go on, I've been notified about. Next week's guest, just to highlight to you, is a recording. I'll be in the studio, and it's Julie Dennis of juliedennis.net. And she's going to be talking with us about hormones and how they affect our body shape. And interestingly, if you're struggling with perhaps the pot belly that I know I'm struggling with, apparently it could be down to my hormones. So interesting stuff to hear next week on the show. Remember, this show is repeated on Thursday at 12 o'clock or 2 a.m. in the morning if you are up early and can't sleep. And of course, we will post it on whocareswins.co.uk, whocareswinsradio.co.uk, if you want to listen at your leisure. And of course, more importantly, is what's up next. We don't forget we have lots of other wonderful shows on channelradio.co.uk. Tune in via the website, via their Facebook page. We've got Richard. Remember, Richard is coming up at 2 o'clock with his wonderful music request show. And we also have the big band special as well later on this evening, my wonderful swing band music. And before we disappear, we are going to play Daphne's final request of the show. You chose Pompeii by Bastille. Again, another sort of uplifting, motivational song. Maybe some of the words in there again link to positivity and looking at the good side of life and the fulfillment that we can get in life. So thank you, Daphne, for joining us. Thank you for listening, everyone. All your wonderful tweets. We will talk to you all next week. Enjoy. Thank you, Daphne.
Thank you, Angela.
If you close your eyes, does it hurt?